What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show going up to New Hampshire to Dartmouth, the Big Green. Coach Sam McCorkle with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, how you doing, man?
All good, JR. All good, man. Appreciate you having me on here. Super excited.
Yes, sir. Coach, let me ask you, man, after all these years, man, of being an assistant coach, man, getting to be a head coach this year, man, I know it wasn't where you wanted to get to be head coach, but how was it to be a head coach this year, man, and lead the team, kind of put your stamp on a group of young men?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's obviously different. There's different things that are involved with being a head football coach. But, you know, obviously I was very fortunate enough to be under our former and late head coach, Buddy Tevens, for, you know, 19 years here. And also being the associate head coach, the last 11 of those, just having the ability to really know the ins and outs, and him being able to, him trusting me and sharing all of that, and being part of this program, it allowed a little bit of a smoother transition into the position. There's times where, you wanted to be in a situation where you want to get on a phone call or walk down and, ask him a question. But unfortunately, wasn't able to do that. But you realize how much you learn, while you're being an assistant coach. You may not know it at the time, but when you are put in those situations and you have to make those decisions, then you kind of think back and go, oh, that makes sense now. Now I get it. But I tell you, having him as a mentor was a huge asset. And also just being surrounded by a phenomenal support staff. We have one of the best coaching staffs in the country. We've got great players, great character. And administration, athletic department, and AD, it truly took a village for us to do what we needed to do in a very, very difficult time last season.
And, Coach, for you, man, as college football landscape changes, how is it trying to find the right young man? This is what a Dartmouth Big Green player looks like. I know that now with guys wanting to get paid, wanting this, wanting that, people pulling their different directions. How's it trying, the process trying to find the right young man for this program that you want to coach?
I mean, I think we probably had an NIL before NIL became popular, right? It's called an Ivy League degree. And I think, understood the type of individuals we're recruiting. They have, we're able to help educate them. And they're, at times they're aware of what an opportunity like a place like Dartmouth can provide them. And it's a very different landscape now. And I do think with the, as big as a transfer portal is now, I actually think it have an opportunity to come place like Dartmouth College, where, you can establish yourself not only as a very good football player, but you're putting yourself in a situation to be very successful the rest of your life. And I'm sure it's great to have that in aisles at time, but we talk about it ain't the next 4 years you're trying to focus on. It's the next 40 years. And, but no, it is, it's, the type of, player we're looking for, an individual we're looking for who they're driven. I mean, obviously they're very successful in the football field, but they're very driven in the classroom. That's a great combination to have.
And Coach McCorkle, you make a great point, because even for me, like, I never thought I'd be in radio after my career ended, but I am. And it's using my degree in business to get there. So having that degree, having those internships helped me to get to where I am today. And for your young men at Dartmouth, that networking, having a Dartmouth degree on your resume, the Dartmouth Network, the Ivy League Network. So for the next 40 years after football stops, they can be productive human beings. And how important that piece is to get your guys the proper internships and networking to be successful after football.
No doubt. I mean, that's a big selling point for us. And we start day one, you walk on campus. One of the first things we work on is, we're going to get, you're going to learn a playbook, but you're also going to learn how to write a resume. And you're going to start building that network like you're referring to. But I do. I think it's critical. Our guys understand. And some guys come in here, they're not quite sure how it all works. And but, at the same time, if we don't compromise their ability to be successful in the football field, we recruit the type of players. We ask the question all the time. You want to play at the NFL? Those are the type of guys we want. And I think I think sometimes, across the country, people are not quite sure how good the Ivy League is. There's a number of individuals. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl. I think there was four guys from the Ivy League on the Super Bowl roster who were playing. And so that's the type of caliber of athletes that we have in our league. And those are the type of individuals that we recruit. And we're not going to compromise your ability to play at the next level. We feel like we are able to provide our guys the opportunity to do both really, really well, doing well in the classroom and doing well in the football field.
And Coach, like you said, Coach, I tell you, all the time, the eye and sky does not lie. If you can play, scouts will find you. Yeah. You'll be okay. And I feel like some guys are now are chasing a dollar rather than, hey, I'm playing here, putting out good tape, putting out good films for scouts, coaches to see. I'm getting paid, but I'm not getting put out good tape. So now I'm hurting myself down the road in the eyes of scouts and GMs and player personnel people. So I'm trying to tell young men who I counsel, hey, stay where you're at. Keep producing there, and it can benefit you down the road. Don't take the short-term gain and cause a long-term problem.
I just took the word out of my mouth. I think sometimes we get, your binoculars, glasses on, where you got short-term vision. You got to think long-term. I mean, and that's hard though. It's hard at that young age. You want things right now. You want a quick fix. You want things to happen right away, but it's a process, and you have to realize it's not just going to happen because you think it's going to happen. You have to put yourself in a situation to be successful. And I completely agree with you on that. Exactly.
And Coach, how was spring ball for you guys? Kind of, seeing what you got, evaluating young men, getting to guys to kind of develop some more who will play more next year. So how fun was that this spring for you guys, man, as you get ready for the summer here and getting ready for the 2024 season, Coach?
It's been awesome. This is our last week. We're still in spring ball right now. So we kind of spread our spring practice out. We go 3 times a week. We only get 12 in Ivy League, but we spread that over a 5-week period. We take a break in the middle. But it's been great. And I think it's an opportunity for guys to really be able to step up and see how they grow. And it's an opportunity for us, for every individual in our program, to get an opportunity to go out there and compete. And it's a huge evaluation tool for us as a program. But it also allows our players, our older players, to develop into leaders. And to me, that's the big thing you want going forward is you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have the leadership to guide that talent, it does not matter. And so we spend a lot of time and effort, designating who those leaders are and helping individuals grow to be good leaders, because, we just can't have one or two of them. We need a bunch of them.
And yeah, Coach, I do remember this. The 2 years we had the most success was we had player-led teams where it wasn't the coaches always in our butts. It was us getting to those other butts. And I hate wish we could have had all 4 years, but 2 years we had it when we was player-led and player-driven. And talk about those styles in the meeting room, the film room, the weight room, the lunch room, the dining halls, all those small things we do still matter. Can't say the right way as the right kind of individual who's doing things the right way and playing the game the right way on and off the field.
I agree. I think, you know, attention to detail creates accountability. You know what I mean? I think, you know, doing the little things right, because it, you know, it's such a competitive, you know, football and in our league, it's so competitive, you know, every Saturday it comes down to one play, two plays, three plays. And if you don't have attention to detail, you're not going to give yourself an opportunity to be successful. But I do. It creates accountability where individuals understand how important the little things are, and their willingness and their obligation to take responsibility of those. I think that's the message you continue to try to get across your program.
And Coach, for you, man, I know being Northeast, not like that, then in the South, man. So how about that third phase of the football game, special teams game, with the winds you have up there, the cold weather, how that really matters more than ever when it's not a controlled climate or a certain temperature where you can get away with without the winds. Talk about that third phase of the game, man, how now I believe with the weather you all held up there later in the fall, how it can change games around.
You got a kicker, you give yourself a chance. That's how you start with. Yeah. You got to recruit really well. But no, I agree. You know, we're fortunate. You know, our season, you know, we usually end mid-November, so we really don't encounter bad weather too often. You know, we will get a little bit of winds here and there and a little bit of cold at the end sometimes, but it really hasn't. I tell you, I've been here 19 years. I've probably played in three snow games the entire time I've been here. I think it's a huge part of it, regardless of, you know, where you are. You know, you have to be able to adapt and adjust and improvise to whatever situation is thrown at you.
And Coach, for you, man, being in this game as long as you have, man, for you, how has the game evolved in your mind, man, to where it is today, being in getting the game, coaching as long as you have, man?
Yeah, schematic wise, man, you got to dot your I's, cross your T's. I think it's just there's such variety of, you know, offense and defensive schemes that are out there. Each week you're seeing something completely different. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to have enough tools in your toolbox as a scheme, as a program, to be able to adjust on that. But at the same time, you got to be good at what you're good at. And you can't have the smoke and mirrors. You have to develop an identity as a program, and that's what you have to roll with. But I also think too, for us as a program, our safety, we haven't tackled each other to the ground in over 12 years. And I think today that's something different than a lot of places will do. But we have proven that we can have success, and we do it the right way, because for us, it's, you know, we want to get our best players out there on game day.
100%.
It doesn't do us any good having our best players injured. And so we spend a lot of time and effort, and we collaborate as a program, making sure we're organized and ready, that when we practice, it's specific for reasons. But we do a heck of a job of keeping our guys healthy and safe.
No doubt, Coach. I think, well, I love to watch it. I tell this all the time. I can't watch football as a fan. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at schematics. I'm looking at, are you playing Matt Zone here? Is it a man on here with carrying this route here? I can't watch the game.
It's pretty fatiguing to watch the game, and you're like mentally spent.
Yeah, it's like, so for you, Coach, are you able to watch games as a fan? I know I can't do it, man. My mind gets to working, seeing what everybody's doing.
I try. You know, we spend so much time watching film and stuff. It's like, you know, sometimes that's an opportunity for take a break from it. But no, I tell you, when I do watch other teams play, I'm always watching to see what they're doing and how can we do that? How can we utilize that? And, you know, us coaches will come in on Sunday and we'll say, hey, man, did you see this game? You see how they lined up and, you know, motion here or there and that, you know, and that's coaching, man. You're stealing ideas from each other all the time. You know, as rarely does anybody come up with their own idea. You know, you're taking somebody else's idea and you're tweaking it to how you need it. And that's how, you know, to me, that's essentially what you're doing every time you're watching a game.
And Coach, I'll tell my friends, the only thing I can watch as a fan is baseball and hockey. I never play those sports, but basketball and football. I'm looking at everything. I can't just watch it normally.
Until you catch yourself yelling at the TV, like, wait a minute, get yourself together, man.
Yeah, like, because, like, it was funny. My girl was like, what are you talking about? Outside zone smash. Like, no, sorry.
See, Different language, I know.
Open your head, sorry.
Yeah, right.
What's a robber? Never mind that. Never mind.
Good stuff.
So sometimes it comes out, Coach, I have to catch myself like, stop.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, for you, man, like when you're not coaching hard, man, or doing your thing, how do you kind of get time to yourself and kind of get away from the game and enjoy your life outside of football?
Yard work. Yeah. I like doing yard work. Yeah. That's kind of my piece. Yeah, I go out there and I cut my grass, or, you know, do some landscaping. But no, I have three daughters and they, you know, they're heavily into sports. And so, you know, they're, you know, into lacrosse. So it allows me an opportunity to kind of enjoy watching them and kind of being that parent, man, and just being on the sideline, keeping my mouth shut and just watching another coach have to go through the agony of having a coach. So that's kind of where I stand.
I hear that, Coach. But, Coach, I'll tell you what, man, a pleasure to chat with you today, man. And I'm happy we got to do this today, and I look forward to talking to you in the season. And I hope you have a great year and make the FCS playoffs as well, Coach.
Thanks, JR. I appreciate you. And once again, man, I can appreciate you, everything you're doing for the sport. And appreciate you having us on here, man.
Thanks, Coach. It was very fun, brother.
All right, but we'll holler at you.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.